Tejetan Military. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of December 6th, 2024. It would be useful to understand more about what I am going to say if you also watched my recent video, The Unity of Each Species. There will be a link to it somewhere on top, and on the end screen as well. Human Lyrians will be human Lyrians no matter where they are, as they are all united by a vast super-expanded collective unconscious, which unifies us with the same ideas, values, and social organization patterns. There are indeed some isolated human Lyrian tribes on Earth, which at first glance act very differently than the greater bulk of society, yet if observed closely, their social organization is still the same, with some kind of hierarchy, or ranking among its members, the need to protect the young and the weak, as well as some kind of military group among them, tasked to defend the tribe, even if it is with sticks and stones. The values among those tribes may also change, being that some are more spiritual than others who may be more aggressive, yet they are all still well within the behavioral patterns expected among all human Lyrians. Be it that we may defend our loved ones with sticks and stones, as members of an isolated primitive tribe, or with massive 970,000-ton dreadnought starships, as an interstellar society, we are all obeying a basic, collective unconscious species programming. This basic collective unconscious that unites us all as a species may also coincide to one or another degree with one of other non-human Lyrian species, which have also achieved a higher level of spiritual and technological evolution, as can be seen with the social structure of the Irma cats, which is loosely similar to the human Lyrian social organization patterns. My point is that you shouldn't expect interstellar human Lyrians with advanced cultures to behave in a very different way than Earth humans, because they are all members of the same species. I say this because I am battling against a heavy New Age social programming which imposes the idea of space people living in total perfection, and with no hardship problems or war. I see a contradiction here with what the New Age had fed humanity when they say the all-powerful Galactic Federation of Love and Light is about to liberate humanity from their oppressors, whoever they may be, as there is a wide collection of variants of them. If they live in perfection, how is it that they have to fight something to liberate poor little humans? Is that supposedly descending from their perfect higher existential realms to pick a fight? May I ask? Because if that is so, I don't see them as evolved, nor living in higher existential realms either, as they still think in terms of fighting an enemy, as if they didn't know that an enemy is only a reflection of themselves, or it wouldn't be their enemy. Needless to say, that if you defend yourself against something, you also create that something you need to defend yourself against. But down here where we are, in the material world, if you don't know how to defend yourself, then you most certainly will end up eaten, or at least being exploited and enslaved one way or another, by an immoral abusive race. I know that on Earth the very word, military, is associated with abuse. With tyrannical forces imposing themselves against the innocent, it is also associated with cruel wars where it is the civilian population which suffers the most. On Earth, the very word, military, is associated with governments and their constant abuses against the civilian population, as it is their prime oppression tool. Finally, the word, military, is associated with death, destruction, suffering, and killing, regardless of the government's efforts to sell another image of a warrior, as the defender of the people's freedom, as if a nation belonged to the people, or as needed helpers and saviors in the case of natural disasters. So, It may come as a shock to know that Pleiadian civilizations, such as the Engan, the Maya, the Salation, and of course, the Tegetans, have a large and strong military, which at first glance act and react nearly exactly the same as the ones on Earth. This is to be expected, even more so as space is not a safe place, as there are countless fully regressive, or regressive to human Lyrians, space-bearing species, only waiting for an opportunity to take advantage of anyone who looks weak. And the core of the military organization will be the same as on Earth, with ranks and heavy training, I insist, because we are the very same species. Tegetan military is by far the one I know best, because as the Tegetan queen, I have been in the need to work very closely with them in the past few weeks. I do see some very big differences with the human military, as Tegetans are all trained and brought up to be potential leaders. And, contrary to what happens on Earth where the military is indoctrinated with blind obedience and dehumanization, Tegetans undergo very extensive training which also includes high ethics as one of the very basic and the most important qualities of a military force. Contrary to how the military is trained on Earth, in Tegeta they are all taught to think, value life, and help the weak and the ones in need, even if they belong to another species. Yet many things remain the same, as there is still a chain of command with military ranks, where obedience and respect to their superior officers is also necessary. Even though Tegeta has a fully holistic society, with a steppe council political system based on perfect equality among its members, and where they all have the right to give their opinion about how to solve society's issues, this does not apply to Tegetan military. It is impossible to explain a potentially dangerous ongoing hostile situation to all its members, especially when timing is important. Therefore, the members of the Tegetan military must follow a chain of command as the military on Earth does as well. Holistic social structures only work well in peacetime, because you cannot summon a council meeting to discuss the situation and hear the opinion of all its members, to later try to agree to a course of action, when a very strong hostile force is 5 minutes away from your location. The members of the defending military force must act and react swiftly, trusting and obeying their leaders and chain of command, or they will all end up as someone else's food. And this statement is sadly literal, as many hostile species do like to eat human Lyrians. They say we taste like pork, only sweeter and greasier. Sadly, countless advanced human Lyrian civilizations in this galactic quadrant alone have succumbed to invasive forces because they trusted and relied only on their high vibration for protection. In the world of the living, not seeing evil does not mean it isn't there. Tegeta has a very highly trained and large military. It is necessary and impossible to live without while in the material world. But unlike Earth's military forces, Tegetans are extremely ethical, yet will not hesitate to take action with lethal force if necessary. Unlike what may have been told or shared for years, Tegetans are not weak, much less their military, as I have personally seen them in action, and they are no less than incredibly impressive, with outstanding efficiency and speed of action. It looks like the Tegetan military has been expunged from all the information that was given by my predecessors, perhaps for fear of not fulfilling New Age expectations. But the truth is the truth and it comes out, and there is absolutely nothing to be ashamed of when talking about the Tegetan military. On the contrary, they are to be proud of as they are an example to follow, of how a military force can also be highly ethical, and even loving and caring, without falling into weaknesses. Now an update about the crash between the Tegetan starships Saska 1 and Alcyone. When I wrote about the incident, I did not comprehend the situation as I do now. Although technically the fault goes entirely to the crew of the starship Alcyone, who moved too soon to starboard, also without having descended below the path of the starship Saskatchewan, this mainly due to an instrumentation failure of the top aft sensor arrays. Observing the incident in all its context, things appear differently and more complicated. First of all, Saskatchewan is a large deep space supply and maintenance starship, which is run by Tejetan civilians. It is a civilian vessel that has been constantly working with the well-known starship Talika, and then with her replacement more recently, the Sardiklea. The Talika was run by the very same small crew that later switched to the brand new Sardiklea. The crew is so small that it is run more like a family, where its members interact with one another, knowing each other very well, for better and for worse. The same for the Saskatchewan, with its small 50 crew member close civilian team, which also works like a close family, also by the strong influence of the Talika, later Sardiklea. They think and act as civilians because that is what they are, and it can be a dangerous and not so convenient combination when working closely with a full military starship, like the Alcyone. The Saskatchewan had been docked with the Alcyone in the days before the incident, as its maintenance crew had been working on replacing Alcyone's faulty rear top sensor arrays. Saskatchewan's maintenance crew installed the new sensors correctly, but did not test them as they had no access to the Alcyone's bridge, as they later said. They failed to inform Alcyone's military crew that they had not tested the sensors, taking for granted that they would work. Alcyone is run by military, where everything is expected to run as efficiently as possible, therefore they assumed the sensors were working. After all, they had just been replaced. When in the military, you perform your task to the best of your capacity, so when it is complete you don't even need to inform your superior officers if they can notice it is by their own means. This is unless there is a problem, in which case it must logically be informed to the ranking officer at hand. In this case, the Saskatchewan undocking from the Alcyone is a clear indication of the job having been completed, therefore assuming the sensors are working. The crash between the Saskatchewan and the Alcyone was ultimately caused by the clash and incompatibility of a civilian maintenance crew, which badly slacked in this situation by military standards, and the highly efficient military crew of the Alcyone, which works with outstanding precision, fully trusting its components to do their job correctly. In this situation, the crew of the starship Saskatchewan learnt that they must complete their job efficiently, and inform whoever needs to know, and everything in detail. They learnt that they must be especially careful when dealing with people with other efficiency standards. On the other hand, the crew of the Alcyone learnt that they cannot fully trust a civilian maintenance crew to work and think as they do. This video is important to see to understand what I will inform you about in my much-expected space news video, which I insist, I have not written because events are still in progress, and I must be careful with what I publicly say, as things change nearly every day. I needed to write this context video, so you can understand the Tejetan military as they are involved in all recent events up here. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.